Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Podcast featuring Peter Abundant. Your dreams should actually scare you. Your dreams should excite you. Your dreams should make you nervous, anxious. Your dreams should give you a fire that you can't really explain. You know? A fire that will fuel you, will push you like an engine or motor. A fire that would also burn you. It is life. Your dream should be something that really makes you feel alive. And feeling alive means feeling all of those experiences and all of those emotions of fear, excitement, passion, nervousness, anxiety. You know, all of those things that we think are complete opposites and should not exist in the same experience, but actually do. Because that's what dreams are. That's what your dream is. So understand that your dream, though it can happen, your dream can be something that you experience as pure excitement, you know, pure passion. And maybe you're not scared, maybe you're not nervous, but you know, there's various degrees of dreams and desires and passions and goals. But I think the biggest of them all has the experience of all of the contrasts and the textures of emotion. And when you feel that, what I want you to do is to embrace it. You know, as I set out myself to move forward in life and achieve or push toward a particular goal that I believe is life-changing, not only for myself and to myself, but to others. And I know it to be like something that I am destined to do. All of these emotions come over me, you know, impatience, patience, desire and the yearning to get started right now, right away. But also realizing that, hey, I have to be smart, strategic, wise. I can't just jump in. And if I do jump in, there has to be a contingency plan as to, okay, what if the things don't go or work out according to plan? But the point of this is your dreams, your true dreams, those big dreams, those dreams of purpose, those dreams of, you know, that answer the question, why are you here? You know, what are you to do? How are you to contribute to the world? How are you to leave your mark? You know, that answer that you finally come to realize, understand that now you are facing the reality of life for you and all of the emotions of, will I be successful? Will I do a good job? You know, all of those emotions and thoughts will come to you, as well as the thoughts of, yes, I'm meant for this. Of course I would do a good job. And you have to simply just move forward, trust in who you are, trust in the process, trust in this dream being solely for you to achieve, you know, and to bring forth and to present to the world. And you must own that. You must own who you are. Trust yourself. This isn't about how to. This isn't about why you should. This is just about being and doing and just trusting. And that's it. So as you move forward in your process, as you move forward in your materialization of your dream. Understand that those feelings and emotions, though they may be accommodating, and most likely they are contradictive, they are right. All right? You are right. So continue to move forward. Continue to strive to be you. And live your purpose, enjoy your purpose, and be in the moment of your purpose. Peace and abundance always.